Last summer, when I moved from Florida to Illinois, I wanted to make an epic CD mix to accompany my two-day drive. I knew I would be alone the whole way in the cab of a 26-foot Penske truck. I didn't know if it would have a jack for an MP3 player, so the mix had to be on CD, and it had to capture the emotions of leaving, along with the anticipation of new beginnings, all the while encouraging me to drive on. And as I worked on the mix, I knew I wanted to give copies of it to friends because, you know, that's the way mixes work. They're made to share. You're hearing the first track, a piece called Back to Scala by artists Skripnik and Ambien. The thing is, I don't think any of the 12 friends who received a copy of the mix CD had a reaction to this track anything like mine. It's a rearrangement of one of my favorite tunes from the 1995 Super Nintendo game Chrono Trigger, a remix you can get for free at a site called Overclocked Remix. Here's the original track, composed by Yasunori Matsuda. I've been listening to that game's soundtrack for 10 years, reliving my memories of playing the game 15 years ago. But I don't expect any of my friends to hear those layers of meaning in the song's chord progressions. To them, it's probably just a piece of glitchy, synthy electronica. We make different meanings from it based on our experiences and memories. And when that next track begins, the meaning of the mix as a whole starts to shift. How does this juxtaposition suggest a different meaning, a richer meaning, than what was communicated in the first track alone? At its core, those questions are what this piece is about. The questions about how we make meanings from a musical mix.